بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، listen dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a parable of this worldly life, explaining to us the reality of this worldly life, and particularly highlighting to us two points. One is that insan, despite him thinking that he is in control, that he is in charge, and that he is able to create outcomes to certain matters, certain affairs, but ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who is in charge, and a person is totally, completely reliant upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second point, the second lesson in this verse, is to highlight and show to us the fleeting nature of this world, that this world will come to an end, its bounties, its enjoyments, whatever benefit a person takes in this world will be fleeting, will be temporary. And the life of permanence is the life of the Akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights these two points by bringing this parable, this example, that innama mathalul hayati dunya. Allah says the parable, the example of the worldly life is kama in anzallahu minas sama, is like rain water which we send down from the sky. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. And then the crops or the vegetation of the land, which is such that humankind as well as animals and all living creatures are able to consume and eat, these crops, اِخْتَلَطَ بِهِ, begin to absorb this water. In other words, the crops are irrigated, the land is irrigated. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ. And then this continues until the land now takes up its adornment. In other words, what was a barren or bare surface now becomes full of crops, full of vegetation. These plants and trees now begin to grow. وَزَيَّنَتْ, it is adorned, it is beautified. When a person looks at a garden where there is abundant crops, or in the springtime, summertime, then it is a very attractive, very appealing. So the earth now is adorned, it is beautified, and these crops are ready for harvesting, or almost ready for harvesting. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. And those who are in charge, whether it be the farmer or the landowner, now begin to think that they are in control, that these crops are here, the fruit are growing, the vegetation is growing, and the land has already been irrigated, and all that is left is for me to go and to harvest these crops. So they begin to feel or to think that I have control, I am in charge. Suddenly Allah says, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. Our command, and here referring to some adab or some natural disaster comes, whether it be at night, whether it be during the day, and this shows that it can come at any time without any prior warning. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. And it leaves that land or that farm in such a condition that it is حَصِيدًا. Hasid, normally this word is used to refer to a land after it has been harvested. When all the crops have been taken out, then we'll say this land is now hasid. So Allah says this natural disaster or this adab comes, whether it be some storm or whatever it may be, and it now renders the land hasidan, as though this land or this farm has already been harvested, meaning the crops are completely removed. كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. And if a person observes this particular field or land, it is as though the crops were never in existence. As though just yesterday, this land was bare, was barren. So Allah says when it comes to this point, that the crops are ready for harvesting, the fruit is within reach, the vegetation is within reach, and the landowner thinks that I am in control, I will harvest these crops. Now when this adab of ours comes, it completely removes and takes away those crops. Now the person realizes that I have absolutely no control. And those crops that I was banking on, perhaps to make a profit, or to sell, or to consume, it has now vanished from my sight, and I now have to start all over again. I have to now once again plant, and then water those crops, and hope for it to grow once again, wait for the next harvest. So this highlights to us that when it comes to dunya, and a person has wealth, or he has some possessions, or he has a business, or anything else that outwardly seems to be under his control, he should not ever labor under the impression that I am in charge. Rather, he is still reliant, dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah mentions, كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In this manner, we explain our signs, we explain our verses. لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Who will take benefit? That group of people who will ponder, who will sit back and think deeply about this. Then they will realize, Mufassirin mentioned, that when someone sits back and ponders and looks at the systems of this world, then whether he uses this parable or not, he will ultimately realize himself that the world and its systems are all in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as these crops were there and then they were not there, and likewise the cycle repeats itself, in the very same way the bounties of this world will be there and one day they won't be there. And the abode of permanence, that is now, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ The next verse Allah mentions that Allah invites you and calls you إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ to the abode of peace, of safety. As-salam refers to peace, safety, where a person can be reassured that bounties will not be snatched away from him. In this world, that farm was there, or the field was there, the crops were there, and it was taken away. Allah is inviting you to an abode, which is the Akhirah Jannah, which is an abode of safety, of reassurance. Whatever bounties a person will be given in that abode will never be taken away from him. And elsewhere Allah mentions, لا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ The bounties of Jannah are such that they will never come to an end, it will never be depleted, nor will it be taken away from a person. And nor will a person be taken away from it. There is no death. When a person enters Jannah, then there will be no death moving forward. So the bounties will be there permanently. The person himself will live amongst those bounties permanently. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And Allah concludes the discussion by saying that He guides whomsoever He wills to the straight path. So if a person will allow himself to receive the guidance of Allah, and he will open his heart to be a recipient of the hidayat of Allah, then Allah will guide him onto the straight path, and this will take him to Dar es Salaam, to that abode of permanence, the abode of safety, of security, and then he will truly enjoy the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.